I want to spend my life mending broken people. I want to spend my life removing pain. Lord, heart that hurts. I want to spend my life mending broken people. I want to spend my life mending broken people.
Welcome to 3ABN Today. So glad you could join us. I'm Jay Christian, and with me is Brian Hamilton. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Jay. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much. I'm normally on 3ABN Radio, and Brian is normally the guy that sits in the accounting office, and the way he describes it, he wears his little green shade, and he sits there and works on the adding machine all the time.
Yeah.
So, but we're glad to be with you today, and we have a couple of great guests that you're going to enjoy, because they've got quite a story for you, a very interesting ministry. Right now, let's introduce them. Let's talk with them. We have Alistair Huang with us, and he's the executive director of Audioverse.
That's right.
And we also have Tim Arakawa, and he's a co-founder of Audioverse. So glad to have you both with us.
Our pleasure to be here.
And we're looking forward very much to talking with you and learning about your ministry. First, though, before we do that, we have a song, and we would like to enjoy some beautiful music, Celestine Barry, and the name of her song is 23.
Anoint my head with oil, my cup
Amen. A beautiful song. Celestine Barry with 23, and the gentleman on the piano in the background is her husband, Michael. So, praise God. Beautiful music. Well, Brian, we have quite an interview ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a ministry that reaches around the world on the Internet. And we'll let the gentlemen that are here tell us about it because they work with it very closely. And rather than spending a lot of time just saying this is what it, us saying this is what it is, we'd like to hear it from you guys. And so we've got the co-founder. The co-founder is Tim, and Tim Arakawa. And Tim, if you would, tell us a little bit about Audioverse and how it got started.
Sure. Well, the best way, I think, to describe Audioverse would be to say that it's just a collection of sermons available on the Internet that anyone in the world can download for free. We have a collection of, I believe, over 5,000 sermons now on the website. And they're from a lot of different speakers, a lot may be recognizable to our audience here. For instance, we have Mark Finley is on Audioverse, Doug Batchelor, even Ted Wilson has a few sermons on Audioverse. And the we've had various events that we've recorded as well that we have in on the website as well.
You know, Tim, I was recently on Audioverse and looking up some of the sermons that were on there, and I noticed one from Glenn Kuhn. Now, Glenn Kuhn was active in ministry when I was a young person, back in the 70s, 60s, somewhere in that era. How did you get stuff that far back on Audioverse?
Yeah, actually, that's a neat question, because the truth never gets old, right?
Right.
And the Bible is relevant yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It'll be just as relevant. And we actually got into contact with Glenn Kuhn's grandson, and they wanted to get the message out. They wanted to let as many people be blessed by his messages as possible. And that's really what Audioverse is all about anyway. And so through that connection with Glenn Kuhn's family, now we are working on releasing the rest of the material that we have. And once it's all said and done, we should have the most complete collection of Glenn Kuhn recordings, audio and video, that's available in any one place. So we're really excited about that.
That's neat.
Okay, well, you've just said something that I want to check now. You said both audio and video.
That's correct, yeah.
So, okay, can they listen to it or do they have to download it?
Well, our website actually is designed to allow people to listen directly on the website, and or they can download it to listen to later, or they can put on their iPods or iPhones and tablets and things like that. And all of these technologies enable people to access the content wherever they are. And yes, we do have audio primarily, but we also have some video content now too.
And from the sounds of things, you're doing some of your own programming.
Well, we don't have too many programs right now, but we continually try to release the gospel in the best way to touch hearts all around the world.
Will you expand more and do that more?
Yeah, actually, we are looking forward to letting more and more people know about Audioverse around the world. That's really the vision. That's right.
Okay, how can they find you if they want to go and check you out on the Internet?
Well, our website is easy to remember. It's www.audioverse.org. And actually, we brought a few pictures to share with our viewers here of the website, of what they'll find when they get there.
Okay.
And when you arrive at the Audioverse website, you'll know you're at the right place when you see the Audioverse logo right at the top. And across the top of the webpage, you'll see all of the various links to take you to the different portions of the website. And you can see we actually have material in different languages even. And you can also search in the toolbar by topics, your favorite presenter, and conferences that you may have missed, like ASI or GYC. But the real good stuff is underneath. You'll see the list of all the sermons that are most frequently viewed. And you can click on the speaker's picture, and you'll see this next page, which is the sermon page. And the most important thing to remember on this page is right in the middle of the top of the page is a big media player. There's a big play sign. You click that, and you're listening to a sermon. So literally within just two clicks of visiting Audioverse, you could be listening to the truths of God's Word. And that's
Amen.
So exciting that people around the world can just take advantage of this resource.
Tim, you helped get the whole concept started. How did you come up with the idea? What made you think of it?
Well, to begin with, I think it was providential. You know, sometimes God just places an opportunity in front of us, and we don't even know what the results are going to be, but we step forward in faith. And that's really the way that Audioverse started. Audioverse started back in 2005. I was a student at Loma Linda University studying medicine at the time. And while I was there, there was a large group of young people, students, young professionals, who were all on fire for the Lord. And several groups and ministries actually came out of that. One of them was Advent Hope, which is a Sabbath school of the Loma Linda University Church. Another one was Restoration, which is actually an evangelistic series that happens on the campus of Loma Linda University every year, and it's student-led. And also other youth conferences and all that came about through this. There were a lot of great speakers that were coming through, a lot of great presentations that we wanted to share, not just with the surrounding community, but with those beyond Southern California and across the world. And so I began to wonder if there was a way that we could do this that was, you know, cost-effective and easy. You know, you got to remember back in those days, in 2005, you know, we're used to this very connected world now, social media, our cell phones, and you know, everything's wireless. But back then, we didn't have any of those things. In fact, when you look back, Facebook at that time was just an online college directory. It wasn't even open to the public. And YouTube, which we all think about when we think about online video, hadn't even started yet. Mm. But what we did have was the internet. We had MP3s, and the iPod had become very popular at that time. And so this idea began to bounce around in my mind of, what if we had a centralized resource on the web where people could go and download sermons? We already have a small archive and make those available to a wider audience.
And you already had a lot of money, right? So you all had deep pockets and just had this unlimited reserve of cash money you could go to and set it up. Is that right?
You know, you hear about all these startups and how they start out of someone's garage or someone's dorm room. That's pretty much the way Audioverse started as well. It was two graduate students that just had this idea. And it was basically the website was coded and written in the back room of someone's house. But the way that it started was, I had this idea in my mind, but no way to do it. I'm not a web programmer. I don't have any expertise in that. But I had a friend. His name is Curtis Farnham, who is a very talented computer programmer. Mm-hmm. And we were just sitting actually at a youth conference over lunch talking. And I just kind of mentioned this dream that I had of something on the web where we could make sermons available. And he really liked the idea. It was a very informal conversation, though, and I didn't think that anything would really come out of it. But I was really surprised. About 2 weeks later, I got an email from Curtis, and he said, "Hey, I really like that idea that we talked about. I've put together a website, and it's ready to go. I think we could launch in a month." And based out of that, we basically had a quick contest to find a name. That's where the name Audioverse came from, was through this contest that we had. And then we launched about a month later on October 22, 2005.
Mm. And it's been pretty strong growth since then?
Really, Audioverse is the Lord's ministry, and we can't take any credit for the way that the Lord has used it, really. And, I mean, the fingerprints of his providence is just all over. He was just referring to starting this with nothing as two graduate students. And just as an example of how the Lord really blessed, right at the beginning, a friend of the ministry gave us a free service where we can host a website at his internet service providing company for free. And we were just chewing up his bandwidth, but he believed in the ministry and he let us just do it. Just like that. And without that, the ministry wouldn't have taken off. And actually, his business went through a rough time, and we found that we had to move the server very quickly on the drop of a dime. But the Lord opened another opportunity where now our server is actually hosted in one of the best locations with the fastest connection in Los Angeles, where our server is sitting right next to the servers of big companies like AT&T, for example. And the Lord has just provided us this tremendous opportunity to reach the world. And he's just opened the doors one way after the other. And we're just so thrilled to see the Lord work.
This is one of the ways that you can see when the Lord is behind something.
Yeah.
Because you can look at it. We've seen this happen at 3ABN so many times, and certainly at 3ABN Radio, where I'm more knowledgeable because that's where I spend my day over there. But when we see the Lord move, when we see him move in certain ways, I don't know about you, but sometimes I think it's normal to sit back and think, am I really doing God's will? Am I really, or is this my project? And we always want to do God's projects. We don't want to do our projects. We want to do what God wants us to do. And God always finds ways to wink at us and say, you're doing real good. And see, this is what your ministry is doing. This is how you're reaching people. And then he opens up doors that you would never have known. A quick example from 3ABN Radio, when we got started, we were on a big dish, C-band only. We started in February of the year 2000. And we had no idea who was going to listen to us. We were just up there on satellite, same with wherever the TV was. And within a few months, they opened up the LPFMs. We had no idea that that was coming. And just like with you guys, you know, you remind me a little bit of what happened with us, and that's how God looks at this situation and says, they're doing good. I'm going to bless them. And that's what it sounds like has happened with you.
That's right. That's right. And God has just been so good. And it reminds me of a quote that I want to share here real briefly. Ellen White, at the beginning of the Adventist Publishing work, she got a vision. And after she came out of vision, she told her husband, you must begin to print a little paper and send it out to the people. Let it be small at first, but as the people read, they will send you means with which to print, and it will be a success from the first. From this small beginning, it was shown to me to be like streams of light that went clear around the world. And I know we're familiar with her statement here, and I just wonder, perhaps she wasn't just seeing the pages of the printed page going like leaves of autumn. Maybe she saw the internet. Because literally the fiber optic infrastructure of the internet are streams of light. That's how the data is communicated. And I'm just amazed to think that Audioverse has an opportunity of being some of those beams of light together with the rest of the Lord's work, like at 3ABN and 3ABN Radio, to take the gospel to the world. And you asked a little bit about the growth of Audioverse. And since 2005, when we were really nothing, since that time, we've had over 14 million downloads altogether. And every year now, we have more than 3.5 million downloads. And that number is climbing every single day. And right now, there's a sermon downloaded every 8 seconds off of our website.
Amen.
And in our program that we're watching right now, there'll be nearly 500 sermons downloaded in the time that we spend together in this interview. And this is all the Lord's doing. And all because I believe he wants to get the message out. Jesus wants to come soon, and we're so happy that we can do our small part to be a part of that.
And I know it's a good thing as well to have something on demand.
Yeah.
Somebody maybe doesn't have the time to watch TV or listen to radio, but they have a chance to record something, download it, and take it with them and listen to it at a later time. And that's where something like this is so valuable. And it's a great way to reach people sometimes around the world. You said different languages, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there are actually, I believe, over 3 billion people now that are all connected to the internet. So there's a large audience that we still need to reach. But I do know that at Audioverse, there are people that are downloading from at least 200 countries all over the world. A lot of these countries are closed countries where the gospel, there's persecution for Christians, the gospel is not as available as it is in other places of the world. And so actually, if you can believe it or not, the country that downloads the second most sermons from Audioverse is actually China, a country where it's illegal to proselytize, where religion is persecuted. It's actually one of the largest downloaders in Audioverse.
That's right. It thrills our soul. It's just so encouraging.
What are some of the countries that you're reaching in the world? that you know of? I mean, this probably wouldn't be all of them, but just some of them.
As Tim mentioned, we're reaching over 200 countries already. So pretty much you can point your finger anywhere on the map, and we've gotten some people downloading from there. We have a large number of people from Africa and also in all throughout Europe and, of course, North America, South America, and Asia. So every inhabited continent, pretty much, you're going to find someone who's listened to Audioverse.
Well, Tim, we've gotten just a little flavor for Audioverse. Give us a little flavor about who you are, who each of you are, and the families, or anyway, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Sure. Like I mentioned before, I studied medicine in Loma Linda, and I've continued on through residency and fellowship. I'm married. My wife is name is Sunny, and I've got two wonderful boys. One is 2.5, and the other is 6 months old.
Okay. And?
I guess my claim to fame is that I married his sister, so we're actually brothers-in-law.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily the reason why we're working together, but that's an interesting fact perhaps for our viewers. But I went to school at Washita Hills Academy and also Washita Hills College, and I taught there for a number of years before I went to Southern and got my master's degree in business. And through, again, the providential leading of the Lord, I was at the right place with the right training at the right time when Audioverse had a need for me to step in and to be the executive director of the ministry.
Okay, and I'm assuming Audioverse must have hundreds of employees?
Well, actually, right up until last year, Audioverse was 100% run by volunteers.
Wow.
So the 5,000 sermons, the 3.5 million downloads, all of that was through the support of volunteers. But last year, we decided we need to take this to the next level. And so I was brought in as executive director, and we have a massive team of 3 entire people now.
Okay.
So we're working like busy bees, but so thankful to be in the Lord's work.
It's amazing how something can reach so far and yet not really take that many people to do it.
That's the beauty of technology.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of leveraging the tools around us to make the biggest impact for the gospel and for the kingdom of God.
You know, I think of when Jesus spoke the words there in Matthew, and this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, you know, all peoples, and then the end will come. I'm not sure that his disciples had a full concept of how that could be done or would be done.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting some inklings of that today just in hearing about your ministry and how through the internet, people from 200 countries can go to one site and get fed spiritual food that contains the gospel. So anyway, that's thrilling.
Yeah, if you look at it, back in Christ's day, to reach the world, somebody had to physically go.
Mm-hmm.
They had to walk, they had to ride a donkey, they had to get on a ship, they had to do something. They had to physically go everywhere. Today, we don't have to do that.
That's right.
And back in Christ's day also, the people that would go, they would often lose their lives or certainly end up in jail or uncomfortable in some way. And when that happens, they're not preaching to anybody. And so, as you mentioned, reaching people behind closed countries, to where if you stood on a street corner, if you got your soapbox and you set it down on a street corner and you got up and stood on it, you'd be up there for about 5 seconds before somebody dragged you down and you'd either be dead or taken off to jail somewhere. But somebody at home with an internet connection can download the sermon, can download the information and watch it in the privacy of their home, and we're reaching them.
That's right. And really, I'm about to burst when you're talking about that, because we don't just see these downloads as numbers. And that's the most beautiful thing, that behind each of these numbers, there are lives and there are souls that are being transformed. And I'd like to share a story of an individual named Alex who contacted us. And the way that he described it, he was chasing the thrills and spills of life.
Mm-hmm.
And he found himself in a very dark place. His wife and he were on the verge of splitting up, and he found himself in jail one day because he took a bad mixture of prescription medication and alcohol, and he didn't know what to do. And before long, he was invited to church. He came to prophecy seminars, but it wasn't enough. He came in, and then he was sort of struggling. You know how that is. Mm-hmm. And then he happened upon Audioverse, and he started listening to sermons about the righteousness of Christ and the power that he has in our lives, his forgiveness, his grace. And he began to have a new life within him. And he and his wife have a strong marriage now. They have wonderful children. And in fact, that experience led them to give their lives and their service completely to God. Hmm. They actually sold their home. They went to AFCO, and they ended up being full-time Bible workers.
Explain what AFCO is.
AFCO is Amazing Facts Center of Evangelism, Bible Work Training Program. And these two young parents, they actually ended up there and got trained to work for the Lord. And all of this is from the influence of listening to the sermons about the Bible truth of Jesus Christ from Audioverse. It's just so encouraging.
You know, Alistair, that reminds me of another story that we heard about Wabone. He was actually growing up and raised in Botswana in Africa. And he wasn't a Christian at that time, although he did have a sister who was Seventh-day Adventist. But he actually ended up moving to Russia under a bilateral scholarship program, I believe. And while he was in Russia, he was alone. He didn't know anyone there. He certainly didn't have any family there. But he discovered a website with sermons on it called Audioverse. And he began to listen to these sermons, and he became convicted that not only of Christianity, but that he wanted to become a Seventh-day Adventist. Again, without really any other means to find out about the message. He found it in Russia, and he became a baptized member of the SDA Church. And now he's actually working in Russia to try to bring revival, organizing meetings and things like that in Russia to try to bring that truth to the Russian people. Yeah. All the way from Botswana.
Yeah. That's good. Now, we have a video roll.
Yes.
That you guys brought with you. So why don't you let us know what's going to be in it before we start it?
Yeah. Well, it's just right along the lines of the influence the Audioverse had in various people's lives. And this video are of individuals' faces that I'm sure many of our 3ABN family would recognize. And maybe I should just let them speak for themselves.
Okay. All right. So let's play that now.
There are many people around the world that have been benefited by the easy access to rich spiritual material on Audioverse. And it has truly been a blessing for the World Church.
You know, I get to travel to many locations around the world. What's always amazing to me is I'll have people come up to me and say, I listen to you on Audioverse.
You know, it's interesting. I speak in a lot of different places. And for example, I'm here at GYC. And I'll have people come to me from Norway or from Singapore and say, oh, I'm just so blessed by the series that you did on Spirit of Prophecy or something else.
It's been astounding how God has used Audioverse to touch the hearts and lives of people around the world.
And it's amazing to see how wide of an influence Audioverse has, not just with my messages, but just so many good Bible-based messages. I have people all the time telling me what a blessing Audioverse is to them.
Well, Audioverse even comes very close to our family. I have sons-in-law who are pastors, and they access it. My daughters like to be able to access Audioverse.
In the last few years, I've met more and more people who tell me more and more often how much Audioverse means to them. I know for myself that on my iPhone, that the storage space is getting filled up more and more with sermon material, seminar material, all of it completely for free, accessible off of Audioverse.
As you all know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And of course, that's a standard motto for Audioverse. In fact, there's a new app.
And one of my favorite new developments is the Audioverse app that they've just come out with. It gives me a quick and easy access to so many good messages. As I'm driving in my car, I just pull the app up, put on a sermon, and I can listen to that and get fed by the Word.
Which you can access, and it'll be a great blessing for you to be able to make immediate contact with some of the richest, most beautiful explanations about God's Word, the three angels' messages, and Jesus' soon coming.
And I can tell you that it's been a powerful impact on my ministry. I can tell you it's been a powerful impact on the lives of others. And I would highly encourage you, who haven't had a chance to check it out, go to audioverse.org and see for yourself.
If you're searching for something to really help you in your daily walk with Jesus, to really understand better how He intends for you to carry out the mission that He's given to the church and to you.
If you want to grow closer to Jesus Christ, listen to Audioverse.
You should listen to Audioverse.
You should listen to Audioverse.
You need to listen to Audioverse.
Brian, a good message.
Yeah, interesting.
For sure. And I saw something in the little video here that they were talking about an app. Alistair, what is this?
Yeah, well, this is one of our newest developments. I'll show this to those who may be viewing at home. And we have actually a free app now available on for Android as well as for the iOS platform, Apple platform, iPad, iPhones, and so forth. It's a free app that you can download on your tablet or your mobile phone that allows you to access the content of Audioverse in the palm of your hand. You can have it in your pocket, anywhere you go. In fact, as I was coming to 3ABN, I was able to download sermons and listen on the plane when I had no internet connection. And so we believe this is just another great opportunity to touch even more lives.
Amen. Now, you gave us some examples of some people that you've touched. Do you have some more?
Oh, man. I want to share this amazing story of a gentleman named Duke. He was brought up in a Catholic home, and he actually told me this story himself, personally. And he went to Loma Linda University, and he had friends who would give him CDs and recordings, like, listen to this, listen to this. He didn't know that they came from Audioverse, but that's where they were from. And he never had time for that, but until one day he got very sick. So he couldn't attend class, he couldn't go out, he couldn't get out of bed. So what was he going to do? He put in those recordings in his computer and he started listening. And through listening to these messages, he heard about the connection of the body, the mind, and the spirit. And he was a health professional in training, so that resonated with him, and he thought, maybe there's more to this. And he continued to listen, and he heard a powerful sermon by a preacher asking young people to dedicate their lives to God's service. And he said, that's what I need to do. But he hadn't listened enough, perhaps, because to him, that meant becoming a Catholic priest. And so he went to be interviewed by the priest to become one. But in that interview, the Lord wasn't through with him. The Lord had something to tell him through this experience. And as he was being interviewed, a gentleman interviewing him said, well, you realize that the traditions of the church come before the Bible. It comes first. And that didn't sit right with Duke. He had listened enough to realize that's not God's way. And so he decided, I can't do this. And he went back and he listened to more sermons off of Audioverse. And before long, he decided to start keeping the Sabbath. And in fact, he told me this story the very first Sabbath that he came to church. And he was just rejoicing in being able to share this story of how Audioverse has really just touched his life.
Do you get a lot of emails or phone calls, people trying to make contact with you in some way because of the downloads?
Absolutely. And on our website, there's a section called Testimonies that anyone can go and read the stories that people have sent in to us of how the messages have just touched their lives. And some of these messages or some of the testimonies, we have to keep the names private because they're coming from places where they could be endangered if it was found out that they're listening to these things.
Jay, I think when this is over, I need to go and download my app.
Now, I noticed that you were talking about the health message captured this man's attention. And sometimes people have asked us, you know, why do you focus on health? Why do you have so much about health? And number one, health is extremely important. Mm-hmm. If not, the health message is all through the Bible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the unclean foods that God doesn't want us to eat, it's not because He says, well, you know, they're going to enjoy it. It tastes good, you know, and I don't want them to enjoy it. I don't want them to be happy or whatever. There's a reason. It's because the food is bad for us. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the health message. And so when you have something like this on your website, some people might say, well, why don't you just do all sermons? Why focus on health? And this is a perfect example.
That's right.
Because it caught this man's attention. He was interested in health, and through hearing about health, he heard about the message of God.
Amen.
And came to church.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now, if I were to go to your website, Can I look either subject-wise or how do you have it divided up so that I could sort down to find what I'm interested in on Audioverse?
Yeah, that's a great question because there's so many messages on there. How do you find what you want, right?
Right.
Well, we are working actually on improvements on this, so stay tuned. There's more to come. But right now, you can search by topics. You can look by various subject matter, and we also have a search function where just like YouTube and Amazon and places like that, you can type in what you're looking for, and it'll point you in the right direction.
Okay. Tim, can you think of any examples along the way? Anybody that had a good experience with Audioverse?
Well, you know, it's interesting that we talk about someone downloading a sermon and how much it makes an impact in their life. And I think that's really the driving force behind all that we do.
That's right.
But sometimes one download can actually translate into multiple lives. Tens, thousands of people can be impacted by one download. I'll give one example. There's actually a missionary he's a German missionary that's living in the far northern reach of Canada with the Eskimos. And he told us that he actually lives there in a small little cabin that he built himself out of what essentially was scraps from the local dump, and that he uses wind power to power a little computer that he can download sermons from Audioverse, and then he uses that and he shares it with the Eskimo people in his local area. Hmm. So that's one way that one download can actually be shared with many people.
And that's what's most amazing to me, is the ingenuity and the zeal of God's people to use this resource to touch even more lives. We recently heard from Carlos, a gentleman in Chile, who runs a radio station in his town, the only radio station in town. And he told us that he downloads sermons from Audioverse to broadcast to his whole town of over 2,000 people. So that's one download in our statistics, but at least 2,000 people are hearing that sermon. And Pacifico, another gentleman in the Philippines, says that his family has actually started a ministry where they download all the messages for free from Audioverse, burn them on CDs, and they've just distributed it all over the whole country. So one download may translate into thousands of lives being touched. And that's just mind-boggling to us.
Now, when you're talking about all the people that are downloading, is all of this is free for the people, right? They download. They can use these sermons in any way that they want to use, obviously, because somebody's playing it on radio, somebody else is playing it in front of a congregation, making DVDs or CDs and passing them out to friends. Is there any sort of a cost associated with this to you?
Well, you know, we want to keep this service to be as free as possible because we want the gospel to go out. We want as many people, especially in other countries who may not be able to afford it, to be able to have access to any sermon to truth. And so in order to do that, there are costs, of course. And some of the costs really are due to the actual expenses needed to maintain servers, to cover the data, the bandwidth that's needed to download the sermons. And then there are other costs, too, like if we go to record an event somewhere, there's recording equipment and all that type of thing. But believe it or not, with all those different expenses, if we break it down, it really costs just 3 cents for one sermon to be downloaded. Hmm. So that, again, kind of attests to the ability of the Internet to reach so many at a fraction of the cost that it used to entail. And so when I think about it that way, 3 cents has the ability to touch a life, to transform a heart, to convict someone, or to allow someone to witness to their friends. In that case, to me, 3 cents a sermon is the best return on investment that you could ever imagine.
Well, Tim, tell me a little more about how you go out and get all this stuff. Does it come streaming into you? People approach you and say, hey, put this on? Or do you have to go to them and knock on their door? Or how does that part happen?
There are various ways that we get the material that we have on Audioverse. A lot of the material is through recording different events. There are some events that we go to every year, and we record them. A good example of that would be ASI,
Okay.
We've been doing the recording for ASI for a number of years now, and we put them up fairly quickly after the meetings are over. But we also have messages from a lot of other events, GYCs in the past, and a lot of youth conferences. And we will actually go to those events, and we'll record them, and then we'll put them on the website.
For example, I saw camp meetings. Do you actually go to the camp meetings, or do they send the material to you? How does that work?
It varies. Okay. Some of the camp meetings we actually go and record.
All right.
Some camp meetings actually do their own recording, and they give those recordings to us.
Okay.
The amazing thing is that we do have a selection process and kind of just our own internal review that we need to do, and sometimes we can get quite a backlog of sermons, yeah. And sermons waiting to be posted on the website as well.
Okay.
So we tend to go to events. We tend to select the different sermons that we like at this point. But that's, there are actually a number of ways.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have our own church here, too, in Thompsonville. And so we have a lot of sermons that we record there, too. So I'm sure we'll be contacting you from the church. So that you can put them up there when you have time. Of course, I know you're mm-hmm. busy and all of that, but I'm a member of the church, and so maybe I'm a little, I don't know, maybe my opinion is a little jaded, but they're very good sermons, and I think you'll enjoy those as well.
Right.
So the time is slowly slipping away from us, and I don't know about you, what is important to you, but I always like to hear stories. I like to hear about how people are being impacted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many stories you brought with you or you can think of to tell us, but every time I hear a story, I think of a person. I think of my story. I was baptized in 1992. And before that, I'd heard the name Seventh-day Adventist. The way I put it was, you guys are the ones that celebrate Sunday on Saturday. And I mean, that was my knowledge of Seventh-day Adventist. And, of course, obviously now I know that the Sabbath is Saturday, and that's the day that God said, and that's the day that he wants us to worship. But when I hear stories of people who are hearing this for the first time, mm-hmm. and the light goes off, and they react to it, it brings back memories mm-hmm. to me of my life. So do you have any more stories?
I can share a quick one. There's a young lady by the name of Lauren Lee. She was a high school student on the island of Guam. She wanted to give Bible studies to her friends. She didn't know how. So she just downloaded sermons from Audioverse and played it during lunchtime Bible studies with her friends. And just by doing that, she led four of her friends to baptism.
Hmm.
And it's one of those instances where it's a multiplication effect. It empowers God's people, and they have a strengthening of their faith, and now they're using it to help other people as well. And for us in Audioverse, that's really our mission. We believe in getting the message out. Jesus is coming so soon, there's no time to waste. So we want to expand our reach around the world, the global reach, the 3 billion people on the internet. We have to go after them. And just like the day of Pentecost, people heard the gospel in their own language, we want to go there too. We want to develop language resources for people that speak different tongues, and also investing in technology. Like Tim said, 3 cents a download, I feel we could probably do better than that. And we need to continue to invest to reach more souls, to win more sheep for Jesus. And that's really our mission, and that's our purpose.
And you know, when you're talking about 3 cents a download, maybe, and Brian, you'd be the one to tell me this, because your numbers and figures are your life. But it seems to me like if it's costing you about 3 cents a download now, it seems like the more people you have, the more sermons you have, the more people you have, the cheaper it will get. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
But there's still bottom line dollars involved.
There's no doubt.
And I know about that because we stream on the internet
absolutely.
Too. And I get those bills every month, so I understand that.
Okay, well, let's do this. I know that there will be people in our audience that want to know about you, that want to know how to contact you, that want to know where you are. And so we have something called an address roll, and we'll run that right now.
If you would like to know more about this ministry and how you can contact them, well, here's the information. Write to Audioverse, Post Office Box 2288, Collegedale, Tennessee, 37315. That's Audioverse, Post Office Box 2288, Collegedale, Tennessee, 37315. You can call them at area code 951-223-6794. That's area code 951-223-6794. Or visit them online for sermons, books, and more at audioverse.org. That's audioverse.org.
Okay, Brian, I hope people contact them and go to the website and learn and tell their friends about it.
Yes, that's want to do that right away.
Yes. Not before the program is over, though.
Okay.
Stay with us for now, and then maybe, maybe you have your cell phone with you or iPad or other kind of tablet or whatever.
Check
Just go
app.
Ahead and punch
Download
in.
The app right now.
Maybe you've already done it. Maybe I'm slow. But in any case, we hope you do that. Now, you said the server is in Los Angeles. You are headquartered now in Tennessee, is that right?
That's right.
And so what took you, we've got just a couple of minutes here, a little bit less than that, but what took you from Los Angeles to Tennessee?
Well, that's an interesting story because, as we mentioned earlier, the Audioverse team was a loose-knit group of volunteers that primarily were in the Loma Linda area to begin with. But we've since gone to the Four Winds, we've started different careers and family and things like that. And through the course of time, we needed another headquarters. And Tennessee just happened to be the place where God has landed us. And he's, again, opened doors of providing just the right resources, the right place, the right people in the right time for us to have our headquarters in the Collegedale area now.
We've got just a short time. Do you have another testimony of somebody?
I'll share one more story about Winnie. She's from Great Britain, and she told us she was brought up in an Adventist home. However, she also was sexually molested as a child. Hmm. And it was a terrible ordeal, and she went down a path where hopefully none of us ever have to go. But she found Jesus through the messages on Audioverse. She found healing. And in fact, she wrote me this message right before she was going to have an interview or a meeting with the person who abused her as a child to tell her that because of Jesus' healing in her life, that she's able to forgive that man. And that moved me to tears when I read that story because it just testifies the power, the healing power of the gospel truth in Jesus Christ.
Amen. And as people are converted, which your ministry is helping people to do, one of the things that they do is forgive.
Amen.
They forgive, don't harbor any more hate or anything like that in their lives as well. Amen. And we praise God for that. It's time for another song now. And as if you were with us at the very beginning, and I hope you were, you heard Celestine Barry sing. We'll hear her sing again. And this time, we'll hear her song, You Alone.
Hides me. No, darkness of your glory, the shadows of the night melt away. In you alone, sprouts I can cling to. In you alone, you my security. In you alone, my soul is found a dwelling.
I'm Tom Mann. Have you ever wondered what it takes to keep 3ABN's message fresh and up to date? We're working constantly on new programs for an ever-growing audience around the world. But how is that accomplished? After working many years in television and radio, I've realized how unusual it is for 3ABN to produce such a large percentage of original quality programming. Most Christian networks use a large number of programs produced by other ministries, and unfortunately, they have little or no control over the content. But we've been called to give a consistent message, and we do not allow the focus to become entertainment or performance-oriented. The clear vision given to Danny Shelton, our founder, was to build a television station that would reach the world with the undiluted Three Angels messages, one that would counteract the counterfeit. And that's what we strive for. We just don't provide family-friendly programming if it's not squarely based on the Bible. Our pledge to you is that it will not appear on any of our networks. When it comes to original programming, we produce 69% of our 3ABN English television content, 67% of our 3ABN Latino content, and 100% of what our Russian language channel airs. Without the Lord and all of you, that would be impossible. But we're continuously blessed with the finest teachers, preachers, health presenters, and guests day after day and year after year. So many people work together to make a television program. Producers, directors, camera operators, studio managers, lighting and audiovisual directors, and video engineers, just to mention a few. But we never forget that the message is the most important part of the equation in bringing the hope of salvation to those who haven't heard about Jesus Christ. We have only one solution, a relationship with our Savior. And whether it's a story of a changed life or a program specifically for children, we want to bring honor and glory to Him each and every minute of every day. And with six networks airing 168 hours of programming each week, that's a total of 1,008 hours. How can we do this with such a small staff? The answer is simple. The Lord makes it possible, and He uses you to help. From the beginning, your prayers and financial support have made it all possible. And 25 years later, our message is still strong. So thank you for all you do for 3ABN. Your prayers are felt each day, both at our ministry headquarters and all around the world. If the Holy Spirit impresses you to support 3ABN's worldwide ministry, please send your tax-deductible love gifts to 3ABN, Post Office Box 220, West Frankfort, Illinois, 62896. Or call us at 618-627-4651 during regular business hours. God bless you.
Amen. Good message, Brian.
Yeah, that was. We just have a minute or two left here. But Tim and Alistair, I'm wondering, are there some things in the horizon, some projects you guys are working on at Audioverse right now?
Absolutely. And at Audioverse, we always want to keep our eyes looking up because that's where Jesus is coming from, right?
Right.
And we want to occupy till he comes. And as we've mentioned before, we really have a burden, a passion to get the three angels' messages, the message of Jesus Christ and his love to as many people as possible. And so we're working very hard on some new initiatives. One in particular is to expand the international reach, the global reach of our ministry.
Okay.
That involves different languages and also getting the message out so people in the other countries know about this free resource. And that takes energy, that takes resources, that takes time. And also we're developing some new tools on our website. And you can look forward to that. There'll be things to make it much easier to find the sermons that you want to listen to or health talks or seminars, and also to make it much, much easier to share with your friends. And as a part of that development, we also are trying to, we're going to be having a transcription service. So all the sermons will be transcribed to be able to be read as well. And Audioverse, we are completely supported by the gifts of our users, and so we really need the support of our financial partners.
Okay. Amen. Well, Brian, time flies.
It sure does.
It does. We thank you very much for joining us. We've had a wonderful conversation with some people with a great ministry, and we encourage you to support them. Go to Audioverse and learn all about them and the different programs that they have to offer. But it's time to say goodbye. So, Brian, we'll say goodbye. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you again sometime right here.